face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And we're geared up to give and go from the remodeling show at Deck Expo in Baltimore, Maryland.
John White from Rebuilding Together brings the conversation about doing well and doing good.
We're talking extreme volunteering with dialed in deck builder and DIY network veteran Greg DiBernardo.
Andy Engel, consummate carpenter and editor of professional deck builder magazine, Tools Up.
And G4 from the National Association of Home Builders volunteers his time to check us down on the value of giving back.
So together, we're rebuilding. It's time to leave it better than you found it, right now on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix-it-up life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
She's a change. Can she take me for a while? Can I be your friend? We'll forget the past. Maybe I'm not able to break at the bend.
And we're back from break, and you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the National Association of Home Builders booth inside the remodeling show and Deck Expo in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, you know where we are. I love it.
I do, and you know what I know? I know when we are.
Yes?
Fix It Up Finds time.
It is Fix It Up Finds time, and you know, Fix It Up Finds, we usually talk about products.
Yes.
But we're not doing that today.
No.
In fact,
you will not recognize this segment.
Even
of
though
the show.
There's a pile of products all around us here at
pile.
The convention center.
Just, ladies and gentlemen, I want
there's,
you
there's
to.
There's trucks over there. There's windows. There's doors. There's tools. There's all kinds of awesome stuff. There's even a live deck collapse that they do here.
Yeah, good times there.
But we're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not going
no,
to talk
No, we're talking about,
that.
About giving back because a lot of the companies here and Rebuilding Together is, you know.
It's about giving back.
It's about giving back.
As much as we want to accumulate, consume, and hear with all these professionals around us, it's about the bottom line. It's about production. I'm going to go off on my rant pretty soon, but there's also an element where it's important to give back.
Yes.
And that is the focus of what this Fix It Up Finds section is all about today.
Yes, it is. And, you know, one of the really cool things that I love about Rebuilding Together, and you have to check them out at rebuildingtogether.org, is that for every dollar that you give, they, like, do some kind of magic transformation and make that into, like, $3 to $4 of market value because of all the volunteers and the skilled tradespeople that help. And skilled tradespeople like the people at NAHB and the people here at the remodeling show that give back.
That give of themselves.
So
their
they
time,
do that whole magic
crews.
Thing because of everybody's coming together and everyone's helping each other.
They can leverage that.
They totally
that
do.
That is business talk.
That's business talk.
Can someone out there tell me what I just said and what it means?
Well,
and
the
if
other,
I used it correctly.
You probably did.
Probably not.
But one of the really cool things is that Sears, you know, they have been giving back with Rebuilding Together since 2005, and they have actually given $17 million. And because of that whole magic that they do, because of all the magic of everybody helping
right.
and all the skilled tradespeople, it's actually generated into helping about 1,400 veterans' homes to rehabilitate and repair 1,400 veterans' homes,
so
which
huge.
Is like $60 million in market value.
So huge.
Isn't that incredible?
And you and I don't use this word lightly at all, for people who deserve it.
Yes.
They earned it.
Yes.
And they deserve it.
They do.
That is giant focus. And if you're going to give your time back,
yes,
why not there?
Why not there? And the people here at NAHB, you know, we're in the NAHB booth right now at their modeling show, that they actually, the local HBAs around the country have events that help more than 10,000, you know, help to repair more than 10,000 homes a year with Rebuilding Together.
That's spectacular.
Yeah.
That's spectacular.
It's so awesome. I love it when people give back.
What I like is the order of magnitude and the compounding nature of the way it works, though. Dollar turns into four. Two people turn into ten. That kind of thing, and it's how it gets done.
Well, and the other thing is there are other ways to give back, too. And, you know, full disclosure, sponsors of My Fix It Up Life, I want to just, like, the reasons why that we love our sponsors, not just because they make awesome products, it's because they actually care about their community and actually really help and try to make it better than they found it.
Yes, and that's one of the credos that we live by.
Well, you know, Thermatro, and they're here at the show, they have actually contributed more than $1.4 million over the last 17 years to United Way, where they're located in Toledo. Love that.
That's huge. And, you know, I've got to jump across to my paper here because I have not committed all these stats to memory. But
no?
Hyde Tools
yeah.
also participates with the United Way. They do a day of caring where employees volunteer to do a day of maintenance of community buildings and open spaces,
yes.
which I love that. You know, people get houses fixed and so forth, but parks and stuff and trails are part of our community as well. So that's how Hyde Tools works with United Way.
Well, and speaking of tools, Stanley Tools and Tool Bank, awesome organization, and our friend LL Tool J, you remember him? Right?
I'm not sure that's his real name.
No? I think it is.
I don't know. It could be his real name.
I think it really is.
That's why
name.
I didn't say I'm sure that's not his real name.
Well, and the other thing I love, too, is that, you know, we're talking about Rebuilding Together, and we are now have a partnership with Rebuilding Together at My Fix It Up Life, and because we love them so much. And one thing that's really awesome is that they have this skilled tradesperson every year where they honor the skilled tradesperson, and you can enter, you know, whoever you think is doing awesome things.
Right, especially not just in their business, but in terms of giving back to the community.
Well, and the skilled tradesperson that won this last year, he gets to go to the Super Bowl.
When do we get to go to the Super Bowl? All I heard was Super Bowl, really, there.
And he's a painting contractor from Portland. His name is Joel Hamburg. And, you know, he gets to go there, and he also won, you know, $15,000 worth of Craftsman tools and WD-40 products, too. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Compounding to give back.
Well, and that contest doesn't open up until June, so you can't really enter anyone until then. But you can get started in, like, figuring out who you're going to nominate, though, now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I want to get to one
more. I would
more.
Nominate you.
I want to get to
I would nominate you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Play it. Play it. Play it quickly.
It's not going to work.
It's not playing.
No one really cares.
Oh. Nicely done, Tim Williams. TimWilliams.com. You've got to get his new album, by
yeah.
the way. He gave back by going to Joplin, Missouri with us.
He did.
With Mr. Mike.
Yes,
for
Mr.
Extreme
Mike
Makeover
on the box.
Home Edition.
And his new CD, Tim Williams' new CD, has My Fix It Up Life song on it, and a song about Joplin,
You've
too.
You've got to get it. I don't say this a lot. I don't say spend money. Get it.
Well, and
get
the
it.
Thing is that even, you know, the parks director in Joplin,
Chris Cotton,
he was absolutely out of his mind when he heard the Joplin song.
He was moved. Tim nailed it.
So if you know anything about the tornado that happened there on May 22nd, 2011, we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more from Deck Expo and the remodeling show in Baltimore, Maryland, with more My Fix It Up Life.
There's a place called Cunningham Park. It's where the hope can begin. Cause if you got an open eye, I got a car. Pack your boots, it's not that far. 1,200 miles.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
It wasn't always like this. We used to have a home surrounded by memories that we called our own. Though we stay surrounded, sometimes we feel alone. Cause someday took everything Joplin's ever known.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my all the way fixed up wife, Teresa.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say fixed up Greg.
I would so never say that ever. Mostly because, well, look at him.
Well, Greg DiMardardo is looking very handsome today here at the remodeling show, and I like to call it the Dexpo. You know, I'm very happy to see you. It's been a long time.
It's been almost a year since we saw each other.
It has. So what have you been doing? How are the kids and the whole thing and the
lots
wife?
Lots of work.
And,
Facebook, of course, you know. we're in touch that way. But, no, everything's good. Real busy. Business is good, so I can't complain.
So you're here at are you focusing on the Dexpo part of the whole show here?
Yeah, my business is really as a custom deck builder, so that's pretty much why, you know, I came down for that aspect of it. But it's
and
nice to see everything else.
Your company's name, we might as well say it, Bergen Decks.
Bergen Decks,
right?
Correct.
And BergenDecks.com.
Yep.
Which is Metro New York.
Northern New Jersey.
Oh, we wouldn't live or shop or buy anything there. Sorry.
Really?
No, I just thought I'd say that to make him turn gray. Like, what? What are you talking about?
That's really good, darling.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So
well, I saw that you have an article in this issue of Professional Deck Builder magazine.
I do.
Yeah, and I like the photos there magazine. Really good.
Yeah. I got another article I just found out in JLC magazine, too.
The Journal of Light Construction.
Had no idea until somebody told me, hey, you have a big feature story. I said, okay.
What, in 30 words or less, what's that about?
It's about helical piers.
Oh, that's your lawnmower with the stick.
Correct. The lawnmower with the stick, as Mark likes to call it. It's a separate business than my deck business.
Yeah.
No, really? Seriously?
No, seriously. Greg, part of Greg's business, I'll try to explain this properly.
Okay.
So we dig post holes for our deck posts.
Yeah.
Or if you're building an addition or other structure. We dig a post hole. We put in the tube, fill that with concrete. It takes, like, all day. Greg's company actually will, to oversimplify this, drive a giant screw into the ground where your footings go. It takes like 5 minutes.
Correct.
And the unit that drives that screw, and it's got a post on top of it, and you put your girder on top of that, looks like a walk-behind lawnmower that, you know, a landscaper would be mowing grass with.
Well, a little more complicated and a little more expensive. But
yeah. So did you create this?
No. We bought a dealership from a Canadian company. Helical piers have been around for over 100 years, but the difference is that they're usually only used in commercial and industrial construction because you need ginormous equipment to install them. Our company has a small lawnmower-sized piece of equipment, so it makes a helical pile accessible for like residential, light commercial, so we can get into places where nobody else can get into, and it's really fast. It's just it's a great... great system.
Every time he tells that story, that look goes across someone's face and says, I will never dig a hole again.
Right. That's insane. Well, I want to bring it back to giving back, and wouldn't that be awesome if it was that easy to
dig those holes
dig
in Joplin?
Dig those holes in Joplin.
Oh,
we're
my
serious.
God.
Do you remember that? Do you have nightmares about that? Do you wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat and say, oh, my goodness gracious.
So can I give a little backstory? Mark says, Greg, come on down. We're going to build this playground. It's going to be great. All the site work's going to be done before we get there. Great. We're going to just bang nails, build this thing. So if I recall correctly, when we got there was still a building on the site where we were supposed to
there was a tennis court
right.
on the site.
And this is at Cunningham Park in Joplin for the Extreme Makeover Build for their 200th episode, and we were a part of the 10,000 volunteers that came out to do something to give back to help rebuild their community after that devastating tornado.
Correct. So expecting that all the site work is going to be done, we get there, no site work's done.
No, they took one tennis court off. They found another tennis court underneath it.
Okay.
So that was our first 4 hours.
So they did
take
a tennis court off.
So they did it.
Right. But not all the way, kind of.
Yeah, right.
And you mentioned to me something about all the holes will be dug before we get there.
Oh, that's but just to get you to go.
Right, okay. So that was just a joke on Greg.
Yeah.
So we're looking at it, and there's all these skid steers and mini excavators and a lot of carpenters and not that many guys that know how to run anything. So I said, well, I can do it. And unfortunately, I volunteered to start digging some holes with the machines, and I didn't get out for like 2 days straight, I don't think.
Oh,
yeah,
no, you
were
glued to that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burned out some bits. United Rentals probably owes me a bill for about $40,000.
Well, you broke their window, too.
Oh, yeah. About that.
And
I think
there was
fun.
Like some kind of like dump truck or something. What was the other vehicle involved?
I believe that was Grand Theft Dump Truck Auto.
Yes.
Apparently, Greg can drive anything.
You're like a heavy
equipment
guy.
You're like Luke.
What are you doing building decks?
I don't know.
Maybe it's not afraid. Like the special forces of like heavy equipment in the construction industry. Like you go in, like you, they like drop you in, and you like just take care of everything.
You got to get things done, Teresa. That's all I'm gonna say. In Jersey, we just get things done.
You know that look just came over your face. That was on your as soon as you walked in there. You're like, I'll drive.
Yeah.
Get out of my way. Whole thing, but from the giving back perspective, I called you basically out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, Mark Clement want to go to Joplin like next week, and you paused for a second, then you said, "Yeah." What went through your mind besides this is ridiculous?
You know, everybody knew about the tornado. Obviously, it was a big story, and you know, you see it on the news, and you say, you know, from a 15-second news bite, you say that's pretty devastating. That's bad. And then when you told me about it and asked me, I said, you know, they're obviously in bad shape down there if they're recruiting people to go bring skilled people down to put this place together. And, you know, it's like a guy in my position, if you have a talent and you can lend it to somebody, you need to. You just should. And I really didn't have a lot of reservations about it. I honestly had no idea what I was getting into. I mean,
none of us did.
Right. I mean, you did a lot of the prep work before we went, but, again, you didn't share it with us.
Yeah, it's because they were getting approved, like, as we were calling, saying you want to build this thing that's not approved yet.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll send you a PDF of a sketch, but
yeah,
that's all we
had, like, a week to figure out what we were doing, get it approved by the city, design the whole, like, get all the material. Like, it was...
Right. So by the grace of God, because we had a talented team of people that were going to get things done and basically could special forces guys, to put it in a great way, we were able to shoot from the hip, improvise, and build it very quickly. And, you know, it was just such a positive experience. I mean, on the last day when we were done, I mean, we worked, like, what, 20 hours a day?
Yes,
easy.
Know, with some intermittent Applebee stops, of course, at, like, what?
Love you.
Right.
I love the way you talk.
The only place open in Joplin, like after 11 o'clock at night.
Rolling in the town car. Let's not forget that.
Rolling 5. Chris Cotton still says that stuff to me.
Right.
Are you Rolling 5?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the week, it was very sad. I mean, we didn't want to stop. We had so much good juju going on in that place. We just didn't want to stop. Remember the volunteers that came to help us? They didn't want to leave. We kind of had to be like, guys, like, you can go. We're done. And nobody wanted to go.
Yeah.
You know, it was very, very, very sad.
People wanted to drink that in for as long as they could.
It was a different plane of reality that you do not experience anywhere else. You know, in my life, I've never had it. I mean, those people work so hard. We all did, but it was just such a positive vibe. There was no ever any bad blood. There was never any arguing. No.
Yes.
You know. It just everything just got done. It was a beautiful thing.
It was beautiful. And then when I would see the children of Joplin come out with their parents and grandparents and kind of watch everything happen, building the playground, and they're just like, it's like their little, where is that the movie? Their little cups of like would overflow with just delight and just joy, like hope of like. Something coming back to them that was normal.
Right.
Something coming back to them that
was
fun.
It was a comfort. They could see it.
Yeah.
A comfort.
And they were so excited and couldn't wait to get on that playground and play that it was just such a pleasure. And I'm so glad you could come.
Oh, I had a blast. Listen, I would do one of those tomorrow. I really would. And unfortunately, you know, that was such a – it was magic in a bottle. I, it was. Just,
that's what you said,
I'll always have that memory, but it's like if I did it again, I don't think it would ever – it'd never get to that level just because of how many thousands of people were there and just the vibe. I mean, volunteering on any basis makes you feel good, but that was just so magical. I mean, it was great. So I appreciate that you guys, you know, thought enough of me to have me go down there. It was great.
Well, we will definitely sign you up the next time we do something.
And we can't think more highly of you.
Yes.
And we couldn't have got it done without you.
No, we couldn't have. So check out Greg DiBernardo's articles in Deck Builder Magazine and JLC, and check him out when he lands on your job site, Special Forces.
In the meantime, we've got to take a break. We'll be back from the remodeling show at Deck Expo with My Fix It Up Life.
Awesome. My moccasins screaming past, speakers crackle songs that never last, but the FM static means I'm getting close to finding you.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
So grab the wheel, check the map, strap my belt, course correct, hit the gas and come back home to you. It won't be long, not far to go, change the route up as I go, promise to you I'd see this thing through. Yeah, course correct myself back home.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa, her husband Mark.
That's
I'm
you.
Doing it. I'm doing it for you from the show for.
Oh, so can I go get a cup of coffee or
and
something?
And you can go get a cup of coffee because
right.
I'll be here.
Recess for Teresa.
I'll be here on the show floor at the remodeling show and Deck Expo with John White from Rebuilding Together, who has a very. It's a very important title. It's so important I can't say it.
So important you can't say
I
it.
I can't say it.
But you've been with Rebuilding Together the longest of everyone.
Well, it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
20 wonderful years. Thank you.
So you contain all of the knowledge and all of the everything of the whole organization.
Some may say that.
I would say that.
Some may say you look like Gandalf when you said that.
Some may say that, and I'll draw this sword from the stone.
Well, I hear in the early days of Rebuilding Together, you actually traveled around the country to get all of the local affiliates started.
That's correct. In the first 10 or 12 years I was with the organization, I would fly into a city and meet with city officials, chambers of commerce, social service organizations, faith-based organizations, and introduce them to the concept of Rebuilding Together and formulate the initial leadership team that ended up running the national, the actual board of directors that runs the affiliate at the local level. So it was very gratifying, a lot of hard work, and wonderful people that support this organization all across the country.
So what is it what you led with when you started a meeting to try to get them to, is it the same thing that you're still saying when you meet with new people?
Pretty much. I mean, it really boils down to need, and there are 28 million low-income homeowners in this country that are in need of help, and their homes are in disrepair. They're living in unsafe and unhealthy conditions, and the mission of Rebuilding Together is really to bring a safe and healthy home to everyone. And so our team of 200 affiliates across the country pulled together with 200,000 volunteers, and we rehab about 10,000 houses every year to make them safer and healthier for the residents that live in them. And all of our services, all of our home repair services for low-income homeowners are provided free of charge.
Wow. That is just It's kind of magical. And, you know, we've had the pleasure of going to a couple of Rebuilding Together projects and seeing the homeowners come out and seeing them connect with each other in the neighborhood and how grateful and how sort of magical it all feels. And it's so inspiring in a way that like I'm just so excited.
It is true, and I have to not have any idea what I was thinking before that impact driver went off.
Well, you know, it happens.
If you see any thoughts, just shoot right out of my head.
Yeah.
No, what I wanted to segue to, though, is even though it is magical and it feels magical, it isn't magic, and it kind of dovetails with something I think about a lot, and that fascinates me, is leadership. It doesn't happen by magic. People follow you into this, and can you even answer a question like this? Is it the need that drives people to follow you, or is it what you're doing that shares the need that inspires people to move?
Well, I think inherently people want to give back, people want to help, and I think Rebuilding Together provides a vehicle for them to do that. And our belief is that community really does start at home. And the beautiful thing about Rebuilding Together is when we pull together volunteers coming out of the business community, from social service organizations, from faith-based organizations, and in partnership with the neighborhood, and in partnership with the homeowners and their families, we make a difference, and it's a fundamental difference, and it's about changing lives, and it's about restoring homes to a level of health and safety that that people can continue to live in and stay in.
And how important, and I realize there's not a numerical answer to this, but how important is the neighborhood itself? Like, do you just sort of identify a neighborhood and sort of descend on them and say, we can help you now? Or is it more, do you need to get the feedback from them that they want to be helped and that they'll take it and run to the next place?
Well, it varies. As I mentioned, we have 200 affiliates across the country. We have an affiliate in just about every major city across the country. So it varies. In some cities, neighborhoods actually vie and apply for help from the local Rebuilding Together chapter. In other cities, homeowners are helped throughout the city. A particular neighborhood may not be selected. Our belief is that, however, when we can cluster rebuild projects, not only are we making an impact on the homeowners and the people that live in the homes, but we're also making an impact on the communities in which they live.
And by cluster, I'm sorry, I can see you're happy.
I am so
happy.
Yeah,
you know
I am.
Just,
it's not often that I am actually just, like, happy.
I noticed.
The burden of being a wife, a mom, you know.
Burden, wife burden.
Being
okay
with Mark 24 hours a day, it can be a little draining.
You know, I'm with myself 24 hours
and
a day,
it's
and
hard.
I know what you mean.
It's hard
actually,
for me, but I can't even imagine what it's like to actually be him.
Yeah, talk to my wife.
No, but I am. I'm like, I kind of feel like I'm at the spa right now. I don't know why. Why do I feel so good?
So to go back to maybe a real question about Rebuilding Together,
okay,
and also check out their website, rebuildingtogether.org. The neighborhood, the clusters. When you say cluster, you mean, you know, like a block, a street, a contiguous series of homes, not like here, there, and all over the place.
That's correct. Cluster builds could be anywhere from 5 to 30 houses all on the same street or adjoining streets, so that we really have a neighborhood impact. And what we like to do is partner with other housing organizations in the local community, partner with the local community development organizations, partner with our friends from Habitat for Humanity. What's the main housing game plan in our cities across the country, and how can we complement the good work that all of us are doing to try to change homes and the lives of the homeowners?
You can't leave this in a better spot.
Working together to rebuild together. Go to rebuildingtogether.org, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Meet me in the parking lot. I was there around 9 o'clock. Time couldn't have been much better. Looking for a place to go. Somewhere I could just lay low, brave the storm and wait for better weather. Tonight, it's right in front of you to take. Mine is yours, is yours to break. We don't have much time to wait. This time will make it count, but still, come tomorrow, come what will. Driving went too far, made a stop at Iroba. We ended up in rooms too familiar. We talked about the time that passed, remember why we didn't last. Got the reason just a minute later. Tonight, it's right, right in front of you to take. Mine is yours, is yours to break. We don't have much time to waste. Time will make it count, but still, come tomorrow, come what will. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we have a special feature called Fix It Up Finds 2.
Yeah, Fix It Up Finds 2.
Fix It Up Finds 2. We're surrounded by so much good mojo, or as Greg DiBernardo called
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to move around here so I can see you better, darling.
That's what I'm talking about. And I'm just going to do a little dance like this.
Really?
No. I'm the worst dancer ever.
Well, you know, you have a lot of charisma when you dance.
That's right. Yes, I do.
Not a lot of style, not a lot of rhythm, but there's a lot of charisma that happens.
Not a lot of grace.
Like, you can't stop looking at it, but it keeps going.
Sort of like a hockey fight.
Yeah.
But different.
Yeah. So what finds can I not stop looking at that you want to share with me, darling?
Because
you've been wandering around. I haven't had a chance to wander around the show floor.
That is correct.
Yes.
And I've been able to find one item that I really like
from
the Deck Expo side of Deck Expo Remodeling Show.
Dexpo?
Dexpo.
Yeah.
They should just
rename
it.
Yeah, I'm going to submit a proposal to the folks at Deck Expo.
Done.
And just say, you know what, here's
rename
my little
it.
Comment card, Dexpo.
Yeah, Dexpo, rename it, moving on.
Yes.
Yeah, I found a really cool thing at our friend Frank Caputo's Exterior Solutions booth.
And Frank Caputo is?
Frank Caputo is an awesome carpenter and a great guy from cool California.
Yes.
And he does, among the other pros here, does some of the live demonstrations, how to build stuff, make stuff, integrate it into what you're doing as a remodeler or deck builder.
Well, and for everyone who hasn't been to the remodeling show and Deck Expo or hasn't been to a JLC live show, these live demonstrations are actually amazing because how long are the stages?
Oh, it depends. I mean, some of them are 20 feet long by 12 to 15 feet deep, 16 feet deep.
And, like, you know, they actually build what looks like a kitchen, or they actually build part of a deck, or they build, you know, sort of part of what you would see in your home.
Right. And, if you have an appetite for doing projects, especially if you're a professional, because that's what this is geared for. You can't just show up and know what they're talking about, really, but you know, details for cutting stairs.
You're kind of like a building snob there. You can't just show up and know what they're talking about.
It's kind of like going to the computer class.
Are you a dexpert?
I'm a dexpert.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And if you have to say what's word, you're going to be lost in what's going on.
Exactly.
But if you've got an appetite for this stuff and this show comes near where you live, love it. You will love it. So Frank is doing a demonstration where he's installing the AZEK in-deck storage kit.
What is that?
Now, what this is...
I got to see this pamphlet.
Now, what this is essentially... I'm going to oversimplify it dramatically, but imagine a truck box like you'd have on the back of your truck.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. It goes into your deck framing, okay? And just like a truck box, it has gas-assisted or the hatch on your car.
Yeah.
Or Jack's Murphy bed for... Another example.
Our four-year-old
has gas-assisted hinges that allow you to lift the door up, and inside it, you can place your, you name it, deck cushions, candles.
But wait. Does it just sort of hang in there?
Yeah, you frame your deck. It's got to be a certain amount off the ground.
You have to frame for it.
You have to frame for it.
Okay.
Because the dimensions are on there, which you took away from me.
Okay.
But
it's 6 feet long, and it holds up to 17.5 cubic feet of storage.
So, yeah, and they list some items on there that you might store in there.
That would be awesome for storing all of the cushions for all of your outdoor furniture in the wintertime.
Hello.
That would be a great place because, like, right now what a lot of people do is you have, like, a little, like, a bench that you can lift up and put in all of that kind of stuff.
This is just the deck. You can put stuff on top of this.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You don't have to have another thing outside that you don't want to have.
Exactly.
I love that.
And
or you don't have to, like, drag it in the house and put it in your basement or in your attic or whatever.
Also, exactly. That's the whole point of this index storage kit.
That's so cool.
Well, what's also super cool about
it... Is Frank going to give us one? We don't have a deck.
We don't have a deck.
I just want one.
I just want one. What's cool about it is the way the lid is, if you can see a picture right here, you can't see a picture right there, but we'll put it up at myfixituplife.com.
This is a fix-it-up find for you, for
you
sure.
You integrate your five-quarter deck boards, five-quarter by six deck boards, into the lid so you can literally put a table on top of this. It's in plane with
and
the rest of
your deck. And it's integrated into the whole thing,
yeah.
So you can't really tell it's there.
You can't really tell it's there, except when you need it, and then it's just zoop, and then you put the stuff in.
Does it really
zoop,
say zoop?
And then
Is that an add-on? Do you have to, like, buy extra?
You have to get me to come to your house,
is
and
that
I
in
do
the
it.
Standard package?
No, that's extra.
The zoop?
Zoop.
Okay.
And zoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
uh-huh.
you do. So.
You've been spending too much time with me. The feminization of Mark.
My life is really a cavalcade of preschool and grocery stores. And I know more about the grocery store as a grown man and parent than I really thought I was going to know before.
That's what happens with husbands, though. I mean, unfortunately, that's why you guys have man caves.
You know, it's not like I want Kalamata olives, you'll say, and I'll go, I know where those are. I don't even know what I don't even know what an olive is. I think they go in martinis, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And I go there, where's the baby food? I'm on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Jack's diapers? Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know all about that
You're
stuff.
Good at all that stuff, though, dear.
Why, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So the AZAC Index Storage Kit is something you can put your Kalamata olives in. It's waterproof. It's also ice-proof. Frank was explaining to me. So even when ice and snow pile up on it, it's not going to find its way in and freeze your stuff.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Really.
It's like a safe inside of your deck.
Ooh.
It's like a secret safe. And then you could put an outdoor rug on top of it, and you'll literally never know it's there.
It is so secret.
Should I go over and tell Frank about an outdoor rug? Because you can get those at IKEA for very cheap.
You should tell Frank to make his demonstration secret. That way no one would go to him.
I should style his set for him. I will offer my services.
And we're styling ourselves into a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Concrete's a side, just got a trash in the streets. There's a man broken down by town on his knees. 30 years worth of tears, bleeding knees. Here I please turn it up. Tune it in.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Down and round and back again. Stand our ground and breathe again. We'll live our life. And stand upon the edge and see how it feels to finally be alive.
we're back inside My Fix It Up Life. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Tim Williams and Mr. Mike on the box. TimWilliams.com.
He's literally on a box, too.
And I have to say something, because, Tim, it's like we don't talk. You don't call, you don't write. You know, I love that song.
Yeah?
I don't just like it. I love that song.
Really?
We hid that song way in the back of the album at number 8. So that was a hidden song that you were supposed to figure out later down the road. But thanks for liking it immediately. That means a lot.
I listen to albums like I read magazines backwards. It's dangerous in the car because I'm constantly pressing the number down. No, one more down.
You're insane.
I'm not really that well.
Yeah.
Think we should talk to Jeep Moore from the National Association of Home Builders, or do you think we can make him feel so awkward he runs screaming?
I don't think he feels awkward at all. I think he feels very cozy, comfy next to us.
I want to know about why.
And he's wearing a nice red shirt, just like me.
Didn't you call each other?
We did.
Did you get the memo?
We had a little talk this morning and decided to wear the same colors.
Jeep, I'm totally changing the subject from why we're talking with Jeep to hammer flag pin on your lapel. Fantastic.
Got that in Newark, New Jersey. It's a pretty common lapel pin in the industry. And it's like, I guess, Builders for America. But they gave it to me as we put a presentation on out in Newark for Remodelers Council and how to improve their council and what that means to NAHB.
Well, I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
I think that's going to have to be a fix it up fine.
I think you want one.
I definitely, in fact,
be very careful.
Look
don't
over
put
there.
Your jacket down.
Don't forget out.
His fingers can get little.
I don't need him to put his jacket down. Just tear his lapel off.
That's not very nice, dear. He played rugby, so don't. Watch
yeah,
him.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got my nose broken once a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe more than your nose broken.
Could have been. Could have been. There's the concussion story. That's fun.
Yeah. The magic water.
Oh, the magic water. That was the best one ever.
Yeah, you always need to have a little magic water when you play contact sports.
Yes.
Okay.
The Kiwis, the guys from New Zealand that played on the team, who are far better player than I ever was. I hurt myself, I was hurt for me, and they just came over with a gallon of water and poured it over my shoulder and said, it's magic water. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Meanwhile, my shoulder's separated. I have to go to the hospital. And the guy's legitimate cure is magic water and a smile. And to this day, I try to, channel that dude's toughness. Because he's the nicest guy ever. You'd never know.
Yeah.
Never know. Get punched in the face. Magic water.
Yes.
A little bit of magic water.
Yeah.
Now, Jeep, you don't want to know that story because you're sitting here thinking, who are these people? What is he talking about? But your big focus with NAHB is skilled trades and getting people to come out and help with Rebuilding Together and similar organizations. So how does that work for you? What's your motivation to be involved this way?
In my area, we have a similar type thing, and I think the motivation is the same for everybody, to give something back, because we've all been given things and helped along the way. Not that anybody gave me my business, but I've had a lot of people, that have given me advice and helped. And this is one of your ways to give back to the community when you go work in the community. Some of the statistics of what we do in our area, which is called community renewal, we build a friendship house. This is a guy named Mac McCarter. It was his idea. And Mac does this, and we build what's called the House for Hope every year. And the proceeds from that help build a friendship house. They build a friendship house in a depressed area. And when they go in and build this friendship house, they bring in like a missionary-type couple and their family, and they live there. And they cater to one of two segments, teenage, preteens or post-teens. And so they'll have two houses in the area. But they track the statistics of what's going on there. Teenage pregnancy goes down. High school dropout goes down.
Wow.
The overall crime rate goes down. And so as we learned this about Mac McCarter, we switched from what we used to be, which was with the Habitat for Humanity, to doing this. And then we work with John White in different areas where they are. John White and them have come into the New Orleans area after Katrina and Rita, which New Orleans is about 5 hours south of me, and worked with the local home builders down there. And they've rebuilt over 1,000 homes down there. They just got finished rebuilding 1,000 homes. And these were homes that were devastated by Katrina. And they literally had to go in and gut these homes and rebuild them and put the families back in. And that's a lot to this family because a lot of these families didn't have insurance. They had no way of rebuilding. And so, but it gets the whole community involved and gives everybody a little sense of worth. And a lot of companies donate their time and their services. And it's just a wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful time for everybody to come together and give back.
I can't even imagine the stories of all the people that you've heard about, that you've met through all of these projects that you've been involved with and helping with, and just sort of how motivating that must be to get to the next project, to get to the next thing, to help the next person, and all of that. Like,
well,
I just...
It obviously, you've spent time on it. It's not your first... This isn't your second day.
No.
You know, it's something that keeps you going. And one of the things that you said and that I always like to focus on is the sensibility of it. You know, you're part of your community, and you had some breaks along the way. You know, people gave you things, as you said, but no one gave you your business. Like, you're a tough guy, and you're still doing this. And there's a lot of tough guys out here who are working their guts out to keep food on their table and stuff like that, important stuff like that. And I'm glad that you said that. It's very important to me, and I'm glad that you do that work. And the fact that you can bring preteen pregnancies or teenage pregnancies down, dropouts down, and crime rate down is a giant achievement. What other social ills can you cure with one house a year?
Well, it's not just the one house. The Friendship House with Community Renewal serves an entire community. I think we have five or six of these in our area now. And, for instance, once they put this community renewal in, Friendship House in one area, which was right outside the west gate of Barksdale Air Force Base, the second largest SAC wing in the United States, a taxi cab wouldn't even go into this area.
Oh, wow.
And now the different taxi cabs almost compete to go in and pick up people in an area.
So it increases business, too.
So it's not about increasing your business. It's about the safety and the welfare of all those people. So as they rebuild these places, they give these people a sense of self-worth, and they can get back in their homes and back to doing their jobs and back to helping one another rather than out here they're stuck somewhere else besides their home. And you know how you get uncomfortable. And people just tend to do stupid things when they're not in their own home and they're living away, and they don't tend to look at things the same way. They don't take care of each other, take care of the community, and I think that's what this promotes.
You know what? It's like what Robert Irvine said from Food Network, Restaurant Impossible: when money goes out the door, love flies out the window. And that's kind of what you just said, and what we have to say, unfortunately, and this is a great place to leave it, we have to leave you. We're taking a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Now we're falling away, we're falling away, we're falling away. Now we're falling away, we're falling away, we're falling away. Now we're falling away, we're falling away, we're falling away. Away.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And
you're inside your element here.
And I'm embarrassed to say it.
This is like, you're like so happy to be here.
I like it here.
It's like, and don't take this wrong way, but these are your people.
Don't take this the wrong way.
But these are your people.
See that guy crawling on the floor? These are your people.
Yeah, these are your people.
See that dude barely dressed?
And I have an idea for you, Mr. Frank. I'm going to find you later.
Behind the camera is Frank Caputo, who we talked about earlier with the AZEK Index Storage.
Yes, and I have an idea.
Frank's a little bit Italian, and I've got a vendetta against him.
He should
be scared. You're dead to me. Okay. That's it. You're dead to me.
So Mark is in his element here, and we have his, well, gosh, I want to say brother from another mother. Sitting next to me right now.
It is our pleasure to
invite like minds.
Andy Engel, yeah. Editor of Professional Deck Builder Magazine, and all-around sensible, nice guy.
Yes.
Onto My Fix It Up Live.
Yes.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yes. And you know what? Turns out we're done.
Okay. Well, hey, see you. It's been great.
Well, you know, I'm happy to see you. And every issue of Professional Deck Builder Magazine that we get, Mark reads your letter. And then he says, that's exactly it. That's all I need.
Mark is my fan.
Yes.
Yeah. I tear it out and throw it away, though, because I'm angry.
Because
it's so well written, so thoughtful, and, you know, so well researched. And I'm like, I couldn't write that.
Well, the thing is that it's exactly what you would write.
It's similar to what I would write.
And the things that he thinks. He's like, yeah. Exactly. That's it.
It's scary how much alike we think.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is frightening. But what I like about your letter from the editor.
Letter.
Is that it's always got some human element. It's not just like, and I've read these in other magazines.
In this issue, we're going to be...
And on page 27, you'll see what's on page...
Yeah, no kidding. That's the table of contents.
Exactly.
Tell me what you think. Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
Well,
is that question general enough to have answer?
Yeah, I think that coffee that you bought me this morning was awful.
Yes. I'm still slurping my syrup down now. It's terrible, but I need it as a lifeblood to energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So thank you. You're welcome.
I appreciate your hospitality and generosity. Too bad it was awful.
Did I enter like some kind of weird like mandate here?
Yeah, it's like the very old George Carlin line, hurry up and eat this cake, it's going bad.
Okay. So what are you thinking as you walk around what I call Dexpo?
Well, I'm thinking that it's kind of amazing to see this many deck contractors in one place.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a target-rich environment because I'm always looking for new guys to write for the magazine, new deck builders to get their perspective and their work into the magazine.
Obviously, duly noted, Mark's tool reviews are old.
Yes.
Got it. Yeah. I wrote that down. No longer needed. Two X's. Got it.
Trying to find someone to replace
Mark. Trying to find any tool reviewers available to fill Mark's slot.
One of the great things about Mark writing for the magazine is when I hit that point and I realized, oh, man, I've got a deadline and I forgot to assign a tool review, I can always get a hold of Mark and he'll get me something within a week.
And it's good.
Well,
it's
the thing is that Mark has a lot of opinions, and he's just excited that someone's asking for his opinion because he's just got a pile of them, just piled up at home.
Oh, yeah, I don't even have half of those products. It's orange. That's really cool. Look at this one, the
it's
yellow
shiny.
Bright.
So he gets
it makes a loud noise.
He becomes insufferable every time I ask him to do something, then validates him.
The thing is I want to compliment you, darling, is that you are really a tool expert. Like, you are the tool expert, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you.
And I am very lucky and fortunate because I don't really have to know a lot about tools and the projects that we do. Because I know that Mark has looked through everything, all the different kinds, all the comparisons. He knows why this one is better than that one. I can't even follow him half the time. But he just hands me whatever it is, and that's what it is. And I know it's going to be the best because he spends so much time on it.
And you do, too. And that's actually a good question, which I'm about to ask.
Okay.
She raises a good question. There's been a bajillion new tool introductions. There are tools that exist now that didn't exist 5 years ago,
right?
That's not a long time. And I know 5 years ago I didn't need half this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit afraid I don't need it now.
You don't.
Where do you land on that sort of spectrum of all this stuff getting put out, and are you using it? Are your readers using it? What are you hearing?
Well, I mean, I own at least one of everything, and it's largely because companies send me the tools. When I think about the number of tools that I used when I first started trimming a house 30 years ago.
You're old.
I am old. You know, God. I did it with a 10-inch miter box.
Miter box. Yeah.
You know, it was not a compound miter box. We have a lot more tools than we really need. And, you know, from the perspective of a DIYer, your audience, buy the tools that you need. Don't be sucked in by the advertisements. but think about what you actually need to do the job at hand. Buy that tool, buy the best one that you can afford, and you'll, in 10 years, be tripping over your tools. But
yeah, as you acquire them, as your skills improve, that kind of
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, and I have to echo what you said. Buy the best one you can afford.
Right.
Not the junky caulk gun that you're going to lose, break,
oh,
bend. Buy a nice one.
Well, that's like with everything else in your home, too. You always want to buy whatever is the best of whatever it is so you don't have to replace it again.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to use it again. So why? Like shoes, it's like everything else. You want to always buy the best thing.
Right. And the better tools make it easier to do a good job. I mean, the difference between, you used a caulk gun as an example, the difference between the $1.69 caulk gun and the $10 caulk gun is huge.
Giant.
The caulk stops flowing when you want it to stop flowing.
It's really
mostly
like a caulk storage unit at
yeah
that point.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
How many times, though, have you? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, the word splooge is.
Well, I want to ask you about one of Mark's huge pet peeves is tool belts. And
okay,
he just wrote, that review about
the Occidental Leathers.
And he actually gets mad because if anybody walks onto a project that we're doing and he actually brings an extra tool belt so that, you know, you have all the stuff on you.
Right.
Do you have that same kind of anger?
Not that kind of anger, no.
Okay.
I'm not an angry person.
Okay.
I am. I am Engel.
But I know exactly what you mean, though. I mean, when you're a pro and you're doing the same work, you have a tool belt, you put your tools back in the same spot every time that you use them. So when you're up on a ladder and you're reaching for your utility knife, you're not frisking yourself trying to find the utility knife.
Or worse, have
or like
to go
you're
back
stealing second or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Or like you're in some kind of like video.
Right,
you know,
yeah,
like.
Well, we have to steal our way into a break.
We
Andy
do.
Engel, editor of Professional Deck Builder Magazine. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Well, this is it, boys. This is war. What are we waiting for? Why don't we break the walls already? I was never one to believe the hype. Say that for the black and white. So twice as hard, but I'm half as like. Now here they come again to jack my style. But that's alright. Found a martyr in my bed tonight.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and this is the end of our show. So check us out at MyFixItUpLife.com.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Check out our videos on YouTube.
Our pins on Pinterest.
Email us your questions, your triumphs, and your projects at info@MyFixItUpLife.com.
We love to hear from you. We love to be inspired by you. That's your line. My line.
You don't want to be inspired by everyone?
I do not want to be inspired. Don't email me. And
email
don't ask
Mark
me
all of your frustration and inspire me.
Check out what's up for grabs. Just go to myfixitoplife.com.
And join us
next week for more of My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad he walked in my life. This is our fixed up life. When just a simple hello would do. What do I say to you when I can see all I want with you?